In the radiant dawn of our existence, picture stepping onto life's stage as if you were an artist about to create a timeless masterpiece. This early phase signifies the beginning of your life's canvas, much like the first strokes of a painter's brush. Every sight, sound, and touch becomes a vibrant hue on your palette, adding depth and dimension to the evolving portrait of your life. It's as if you're the artist of your own life, untouched by the world's complexities, crafting a vibrant and multicolored canvas of the colors, shapes, and emotions of life. As we journey through the winding pathways of growth, the vibrant palette of infancy gradually recedes, giving way to the subtler shades of societal influence. Our family, the media, and societal norms become like skillful architects, constructing invisible walls around us with meticulous precision, molding our thoughts, desires, and identities. This phase embodies a paradoxical duality, a sense of belonging to a group, a culture, or a set of ideas, and yet a gradual loss of fragments of our intrinsic selves, often without conscious awareness. It's like a delicate erosion, smoothing the unique contours of our personality to conform to the world's expectations. Questions start to bubble up. These questions reflect our natural curiosity about life and its meaning. First, there's the question of, what am I doing in life? This is like asking ourselves what our purpose and role is in the world. Sometimes we find ourselves caught up in our daily routines and responsibilities, but deep down, we wonder if there's more to life than what we're currently doing. It's like looking up at the stars on a clear night and wondering about our place in the universe. There's got to be more to this, right? Then there's the question of, where am I going? This is about our goals and aspirations. It's like asking where our life journey is taking us. We make plans and set out on paths, but sometimes we feel like we're navigating without a clear map. And we're searching for a sense of direction that feels true to who we are. In the quiet moments of solitude, as you reflect upon the events of your life, you begin to notice a growing sense of unease. It's not just about a single terrible day, but a series of events that have left you feeling increasingly disconnected from the routine you've been following for years. You've been diligently following the expected path, ticking off the boxes of societal norms and personal goals, yet a persistent thought lingers. Is this all there is to life? The routine that once brought comfort and stability now feels like a monotonous script you're compelled to perform. Each day as you wake up to the same responsibilities, the same routines, and the same obligations over and over, you find yourself yearning for something more. The aspirations you once held dear have faded into the background, and deep questions begin to surface. What is the point of all this? It is not a question asked in frustration or despair, but rather a sign of growing consciousness. You've become aware that life has more layers than the surface you've been skimming. The pursuit of success, the accumulation of possessions, and the relentless march of time have left you questioning the true essence of your life. Within this landscape of conformity, the ego emerges as a formidable force, akin to a fortress built upon the foundation of these societal expectations. It is a construct, a fusion of the roles we're instructed to assume and the masks we acquire over time. The ego serves as both a protective shield and a confining prison, safeguarding us from the vulnerability of revealing our genuine selves, while simultaneously constraining our authentic expression. It fortifies the societal walls that encircle us, persuading us that the roles we inhabit define our very essence, often leading us to drift away from the essential query, who am I at my core? In the midst of this identity crisis, a profound yearning surges forth, a compelling call to liberate ourselves from the shackles of societal expectations and an intense exploration of our true identity and life's purpose. These questions become the guiding stars of our emancipation, serving as keys to unlocking our innermost barriers and initiating an introspective odyssey into the depths of our souls. It's a turbulent and transformative journey reminiscent of a tempestuous sea, yet each wave is illuminated by the faint but unwavering glow of self-discovery, guiding us through the darkest of nights towards the dawn of authenticity. Let us take a moment to vividly depict the human psyche as seen through the eyes of someone yearning to break free from the confines of the box they've been placed in. Imagine a mind like a magnificent garden overgrown with the weeds of conformity. Thoughts like vibrant flowers, once diverse and untamed, are gradually replaced by uniform rows of sameness. Each petal, a unique perspective, is trimmed to fit the same mold. Yet, beneath the surface, a restless energy stirs. The garden's caretaker, the individual within, senses the limitations of this constrained landscape. They yearn to nurture the wild blooms of creativity, curiosity, and authenticity. But societal shears have pruned them into submission. The psyche is like a caged bird, its song silenced by the bars of conformity. This internal struggle simmers, an underground river carving its path through the rigid soil of this conformity. We begin to realize that we are aware and that we are the awareness itself. In the present moment, the false sense of self begins to fade and a profound realization occurs. A recognition that we are not merely the roles we play or the masks we wear, but the awareness that observes it all. With this newfound awareness, we embark on a quest for authenticity, a journey to reclaim the untamed corners of our psyche. We navigate the labyrinth of self-discovery, gradually chiseling away at the walls that have confined us. And as we persist, slowly but surely, the light of self-awareness pierces through the cracks in our mental fortress. The once muted colors of our true self start to emerge from beneath the layers of societal paint. It's like a long-forgotten masterpiece being restored to its original brilliance. Let's talk about resistance. The psyche, accustomed to the safety of conformity, resists the change. It's as if the garden, after years of pruning, resists the hand that seeks to unshackle its wild growth. But we persist, driven by this inner knowing that authenticity is worth the struggle. And then one day, as you delve deeper into the sanctuary of solitude, seeking solace amidst the embrace of nature's serene beauty, or within the hallowed stillness of your meditative refuge, a majestic realization begins to unfurl its wings, like the dawning of a new era within your soul. I am. I am. This means I'm a renegade of the ordinary, navigating realms far from our mundane matrix reality. Pushing boundaries, expanding horizons, embracing the extraordinary. It means I'm not just living, I'm exploring the depths of life, challenging the limits of perception, and forging my own path through the cosmos. It's as though the mighty eagle, once bound to earthly constraints, suddenly soars to the highest peaks, its majestic wingspan casting a formidable shadow across the boundless skies. In this moment, you realize that you are not merely a person playing roles or wearing masks. You are, in essence, a timeless soul exploring the human journey, an expedition of the spirit amidst the earthly realm. Ultimately, the point of these questions is to lead us to a place of being. Being present, being aware, and being one with all. It's about discovering our true selves and connecting with the world around us in a deeper way. In this revelation, the walls of the psychological box crumble, and we stand in the raw beauty of our true selves, connected to everything yet detached from the transient. The garden, once suffocated by conformity, flourishes with the riotous colors of authenticity. The song of the psyche, once silenced, fills the air with its melodious tune. This breakthrough is a testament to the indomitable spirit within us all, a reminder that the human psyche has the capacity to transcend the confines of societal expectations and rediscover the boundless terrain of authenticity. It's a journey of self-discovery, a quest to reclaim the wild, untamed corners of our consciousness, and an affirmation that the pursuit of authenticity is a path well worth traversing. Embrace this path with unwavering determination. It is not a rejection of the world, but a revolutionary shift in perspective, an audacious opportunity to gaze upon reality through a new, unfiltered lens. We boldly acknowledge the world's crafted facade while resolutely choosing to engage with it in our most authentic form. Let it be known we exist in a world of constructs, but within us lies the unparalleled power to anchor our perceptions, choices, and actions in the unassailable truth of authenticity. By doing so, we not only shatter the chains of these expectations, but also lead the charge in a grand transformation of our shared reality. We are the architects of our destiny, forging a path where individuals fearlessly embrace and passionately express their true selves. Together we break free from the stifling grip of a fabricated existence, igniting a renaissance that reshapes our collective reality. Stand tall, for this is a call to rise above, a declaration of authentic living, a promise to shape a world unbound by the limitations of the past. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. Fact after undeniable fact, let it be etched in stone. In finding ourselves, we unearth our unshakable connection. We are not isolated fragments, but indomitable forces, each bearing a unique authenticity that, when combined, forges an unbreakable bond, a collective powerhouse that boldly and unapologetically shapes our shared reality. Rise with unwavering resolve, for our destiny is to be who we are, and to recognize that, in truth, we are all one. Human Fluence, out.